Okay, we're on Moedkat and Daf Chav tonight. Today's Daf Yomi, or tonight's Daf Yomi, is sponsored by Alan Masaryk on the occasion of the Yahrzeit of his father, Meir Shalom ben Avraham Menachem Zichron LeBracha. So learning is Leilu Neshama of Meir Shalom ben Avraham Menachem Zichron LeBracha. All right, we're on Daf Chav tonight. Let's go over a little bit from yesterday. I'll review a little bit. But if you remember yesterday, this was six lines from the bottom on the 10 of days, 19b. It says, "By Minei Abayi Mirabba," is the way he corrects it inside. Abayi asks Rabba. Rabba says, "Uncle and his Rebbe, Kivarov Regel, Regel Olam in Shloshim, Oin Regel Olam in Shloshim." If somebody buries somebody during the Regel, let's say there's a Levaya during Chol Hamoed, so do the days that are part of the Yantiv, they count towards the Shloshim. And the Gemara explains, just for one more line, he says, "Minyan Shiva lo kama bayali lo nahagam etzach Shiva regel." So concerning Shiva, clear it does nothing to do with Shiva because you're not doing the Shiva until after the Yantiv. He kama bayali lo minyan shloshim the kanaagam etzach shloshim regel. But in terms of the nihuge shloshim, so the Rashi brings down here what we were calling Rashi. He says, "Beregel nami yaster begihu etzach sport kishloshim." You're not allowed to wear. Allowed to wear to press wash launder clothes, press clothes during Chol Hamoed, just like during Shloshim. Can't get a haircut just during Shloshim. So he's anyway in conformity with the dinim of Shloshim during Chol Hamoed. So can he count those days towards the Shloshim Oed? So then about then Rabbi says 3 lines at the bottom, Amarle in Ola. Rabbi says, "No, it doesn't count, you don't get credit for it." Then Abai asked Akasha and Rabbi was able to deflect Akasha. Let me go over the price that we did yesterday. Around 2, 4, 6, around 9 lines from the top on Chaf Amud Aleph. Last word line is 8 bay. So 8 bay. So I asked Rabbi the following questions. This is the price. The price says Mefurash regular olal olinin shloshim. The regal counts for the shloshim. Ketzad kibrobet chilat a regal. Somebody buries somebody at the beginning of the regal, and it could be that he buried him on Yantav. You know that, as I'll teach us in the Gemara Masechet Beya. That may be on top Rishon Itasku B'Amimin, that if somebody dies on the first day of Yantiv, so you can have a Levaya with the Goyim, will bury the person. Be on top Rishon Itasku B'Yisrael. On the second day, Jews will handle the burial, but there could be a Pialacha burial on Yantiv. So the Brisa says, so Kate, the Kavrobit Chilat Regal, buried a relative at the beginning of the regal, Mona Shiva Achar regal. He's going to do the Shiva after the holiday. He'll get like a sort of an easier Shiva. We discussed this yesterday. Since in essence, like a number of the days are passing, so he can have work done by other people during the Shiva. And his servants can work, you know, quietly in his house. The people won't be involved with giving him tanchumim because during the regal they give him tanchumim. In other words, the person, let's say it was a 7 day regal, so whether it's Pesach or Sukkot, so everybody gave him, you know, tanchumim during the regal. So he says here, but the key is the last 3 lines, regal olalo. The regal counts towards the shloshim. So tiyufta. So the Gemara says that's it. Rabbi's all up. The Brice is mafurish. The days of the regal count towards the shloshim, even though the shiva you'll do afterwards. Let me just do a few lines and a pause, take some questions. Kiyat Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he said the name Rabbi Yochanan, if you look for a regal, that even if somebody was buried according to Rabbi Yochanan during the regal, the days count towards the shloshim. And similarly, Rabbi Lazar made a hurrah for Rabbi Pedat's son, if you look for a regal, even if you're in the regal, it still will count towards the Shloshim. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far? All right, I'm moving forward. Okay, we're at the Braisa now. The Tan Rabbanan, now if you remember, we learned in the Mishnah yesterday that if you, according to the Tan of the Mishnah, that if you observe 3 days of the Shiva and then the regal comes, the regal will collapse the Shiva. But if you didn't do 3 days of Shiva, then you have to pick up the rest after the regal. Remember, we learned this yesterday in the Mishnah, according to the Tana of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, we learned the Braisa, Kim Kfiramita Shloshim, Kodom a regal, and a circle kapota kor regal, the Rebbe Elazar. So we learned that one of the Nihuge Avelos, which we don't do anymore today, was Kfiramita, where you flip over the bed. Remember, Poskim say, And I think Rav Lerner had said this, that covering the mirrors is part of Kfirat Amita. Remember that Kfirat Amita was that the person changed their status, remember, from either from living to dead or whatever. Anyways, it felt like, remember, Hashem created Tzelem Elokim, and the person has sinned. And so it's like he changes his status. So the turning over the bed reminds us of that. So remember, we said that it could be that that's just where they spent most of their time on the bed, the sitting and lying down. They don't want the Zikaron to be there. But either way, we don't do it anymore. Our beds are not like their beds. So, but it, when they were doing it, if you can't feed them each Shoshim Kodem Regel, if you did it for 3 days before the Regel, which means you had Nihuge Avelis, you're doing those things customarily during the Shiva for 3 days before, you know, through the Kapital Har regular Rebbe Lezer, so that you don't need to do it after regular. Rebbe Lezer is the same as the Tana of our Mishnah. But Chachamim Omrim, Afil Yom Echad, Afil Shah Echad. Chachamim, though, say, we didn't have this in the Mishnah, this is what we have in the Brisa, but this is more Halach L'maisa, that even if you did just one day, even if you did one Shah, one Shah doesn't have to be an hour, it could just be like a period of time, then that's it for the Shiva. So Amr Blazer Rav Shimon, this machloket, which is set forth between the Chacham and Reb Lezer, is actually machloket between Ben Hillel and Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai Omrim Shloshei Yamim. Beit Shammai holds you have to do Nehuge Avelis for 3 days for the Regel, in order for the Regel to collapse the Shiva. Beit Hillel Omrim Afil Yom Echad. Beit Hillel says even one day. Let me just do another 5-6 lines and we'll pause, okay? So Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Bar Ami Lo, Amar Lahu Rav Yochanan Rav Chiya Bar Abba, I feel mean, the thing is that that Rabbi Chiya says, and then Rabbi Yochanan, or Rabbi Yochanan himself says that it's even one day, even Shachat, and Shachat doesn't have to be an hour; it just means a short period of time. Rava Amar Halachi Tana Gidan Damar Shloshas. Rava says Halacha Palazar Tana, the Mishnah that we did yesterday, that required 3 days, but we know it's not going to come out to be that way. Ravina Ikal Surah de Prat. Ravina came to the city of Surah on the Prat. I assume it's different than the regular Surah. Surah on the Prat River. It's a little like Frankfurt. I had Frankfurt the Main and Frankfurt on the Oder, the same name, but you know, on different towns on different rivers in Europe. So Ravina Ikal Surah de Prat. Amalei Rav Chaviva Ravina. So Rav Chaviva says, Ravina, Hilcha Tamai, what's the halacha about how much time you have to do before the Antiv in order for the Antiv to destroy the Shiva? So Amar Lei, I feel Yom Echad or I feel Shah Echad. Even one day, even 1 hour, and we said 1 hour just means a period of time. You're in good shape. Okay, so who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything I did so far?
I do. How is Shiva viewed? Is it viewed as something that's good for the Avel? Something that's, I don't want to use the word punishment, that's bad for. What's the halachic view of Shiva?
Yeah, so part of it is, I mean, there's different elements. Part of it that there's a mitzvah to show proper kavod for the mace, but it's also like the Gemara has. I think it's coming up whether it's yikar the chai or yikar the shachvis, the kavod for the mace or kavod for the living. So the Gemara learns, I think, that the shiva is yikar the chai. It's like it gives kavod for the people who are living, but gives an opportunity for people to, you know, pay their respects and show kavod for the family and for the niftar. But it's also that the halakha, you know, incorporates the idea that a person should be misabel, should mourn for people who have passed. And like the Rav has, there are certain things you do, you know, that you know, and it'll reflect your, it should reflect your feelings. All right. I don't know what more to say. Now, let me just see here.
It's not clear that it's for the mourners more than the person passed.
Yeah, the Gemara says, that's what I just said. Did you hear what I walked in when you said? And the Gemara says, it's Yikar the Chai. Okay, like the Gemara has halacha, if a person says, I don't want, do me a favor, don't sit Shiva for me. So, well, no, if he says, I don't want a Hesped, so you would listen to him. That's like Mitzvah for the Kaim Devrei Amais. Okay, please, let me speak, and then you could talk, and you'll give a whole parish, okay? So he says that that if he says, I don't want a hesped, so then we listen to him, because that's the card, the shachar, the hesped is for the kavod of the mace. But if he says, don't sit shiva for me, then we don't listen to him, because that's the card, the chayi. Okay, let me get the halacha out, and then we'll move on. So, if you have your highlighter, this is the line I would highlight like 5 or 6 lines before it gets wide. He says, I feel yom echad, I feel shah echad. Let me just hear. So, So the Mechaber says, Hakover Meito, this is in Siman Shan, Shin Sadiket, Yoredeha. Hakover Meito, Kona Regal, the Indian Shakala, Vavali Benago, Akilu Shafat, Kona Regal, a regal Mavsika, Vela Mavath, Menuk Zerashiva. So if he just sits for a brief period of time, that's the way it goes. So like Rahman and San, if somebody has, you know, a Levaya, Erev Regal, so he goes home and he sits for a brief period of time and, and you want to do that, so you know, or most people want to do it, so that the shiva will be terminated at that point in time. Welcome, Michael. Just made it back in. Welcome, Michael Frank. Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem. Okay.
Is the a good translation in a moment?
Yeah, a brief period of time. Okay, I'm going to move on. So we're on Yuchafam and Aleph. We're 3 lines above where it gets wide on Yuchafam and Aleph. Okay. So the Gemara says, make it 4 lines above where it says. The Gemara says, Yati Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Rabbi Yami, Rabbi Yitzchak Napcha. So these 3 chachamim were gathered. Akilah Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Elazar on the porch of Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Elazar. Nafak Milta Binayhu. So they were discussing amongst themselves. Where do we know that there's a mitzvah to sit shiva for 7 days when somebody passes away? Dichtiv, he quotes the pasuk in Amos. I will turn their holidays into avelus. So just like the holiday is 7 days, and even if we say Pesach and Shavuot is 7 days, and Sukkot is 7 days, then Shmini Esrei is a different holiday. So Machag Shiva, Avelus Shiva. So I'm going to turn the Chag into avelus. So the Chag is 7 days. So I'm turning into something which is 7 days. So, and that's the way Rabbi Leibowitz was explaining it. The Ema Atzeret the Chag Yoma. So the Gemara says, so in turning the holidays into Abel, maybe the Pasuk is referring to Shavuot, which is one day, and then instead of having Shiva, you'd have, Achat. people would be sitting Achat instead of sitting Shiva. So the Gemara says, the Gemara says, that limud, that the holiday can be one day, is I need it for Reish Lakish's teaching. The Amar Reish Lakish from Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Reish Lakish says the name of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Yehuda Nasiya is the grandson of Rebbe. He says, "Minayin l'Shmuel Rechoka, Shino Hegel Yom Echad." So Shmuel Rechoka is when somebody dies, and the person hears about it over 30 days later. So let's say Rachman and son, somebody hears a parent died, but over 30 days ago. It was a little bit more common in Europe. There wasn't the quick communication. People would find out weeks later that somebody had passed away. So he says, "How do I know that I just have to sit one day?" I'll turn the holidays into avelus. For Ashkan Atzeret, Ikri Chad Yoma Chag. We see by Shavuos that one day is called a Chag. So you have to say again. So all the dinim avelus, or 99% of the dinim avelus, are all dinim derabanan. So you have to say these are just asmachtas. And this is remis from the psukim for dinim derabanan. So the Chacham establishes that you should have a shiva. And there's other psukim also. It says by Yosef. I think, didn't we have it in this Pesach? It says, Vayasla Aviv Evel Shabbat Yamim, that Yosef, he made a Avelus for his father 7 days. That's also, like a remez to a Shiva in the Torah. All right. Now, let me do a little bit more of the Gemara, and then I'll pause in a few lines, okay? So we're on the 3rd white line. So Tana Rabbana, what? We're coming to right now. We're going to explain. So Tana Rabbana, Shmuel Krova no Heget Shiva. If at Shmuel Krova, I hear timely news of the death, so I have regular Shiva. Shloshim. Shmuel Rechoka, Shmuel Rechoka, I don't hear about it right away, it's just one day. So Ezehi Krova, Ezehi Rechoka. What's Krova, what's Rechoka? Like this is what Yosef was just asking. So Krova, Betel Shloshim. Krova, I hear within 30 days. And this is the question Rabbi Leibowitz was saying, Kvitz Rabbi Nechanami is within 30 days of the Kura, but others say within 30 days of the death. So he says, Rechoka lachar shloshim. Rechoka, if I hear it after 30 days, I'll go with that. I hear it over 30 days after the person died, that's Rechoka, Dibur Rabbi Kiva. But Chachamim omrim, Achat Shmu Rechoka, and if I get Shiva shloshim. For the Chachamim, Nishka Perlach, doesn't make a difference. You're into the Shiva, you're into the shloshim whenever you hear about it. But according to Rabbi Akiva, there's a big chilek, because the Shmuel Rechoka, you're only going to do one day. And we learned that there's no shiva, there's no shloshim. It's just that one day. Now, where Levi was saying you still have a din in Yubeis Chodesh if it's a parent. Unfortunately, now again, so in earlier times, this would be, I think, a more frequent sort of thing. I remember reading the Chasam Sofer, like he writes, like they're having a hesped, they just hear that somebody died. Like it would take like weeks till they would hear, like from one end of Europe to the other end of Europe, you know, that somebody had passed away. Today it's a little much less common that people don't know, but unfortunately, sometimes it does happen. You know, sometimes in families, there's estrangement and people don't inform people that somebody has passed away, and then they find out after a period of time. So then they would just sit shiva one day. Yeah, absolutely. It's a very sad thing. But I tell you, what Rabbi Leibowitz was saying in his tape thing, this sounded really kind of like he said that he didn't remember this, but seven when he gave the shiur 7.5 years ago, he listened to his tape, and then he heard himself repeating the story, and then he remembered it. He said that there was a family. I don't know, the mother was like impossible, and she was getting the kids all upset or whatever. Nobody wanted to talk to her. And then after a while, like one of the, like she had a number of children. One of the children said, you know, we haven't heard from like mom lately, you know, something like that. She hasn't like taken the kishkas out of any of us. And when they checked, and unfortunately she had died, and the body was like decomposing in the apartment, and she was over there for a long time. And it was like a safek, whether it was like Shmua Rafoka, which is, But anyway, so, all right. Okay, Daniel has a question. Go ahead.
First of all, over there, when we had an opinion of one day, right, we have the rule that in Abelud, we go with the Mekter. Why are we still going with the seven? Because we're applying it only for Shmona Rukha.
Well, I understand.
When we said that
let's be machalic all the different things. If there's Machloket Tanayim, Daniel's asking, that we learned halacha kedivrei Amekil, like the lenient opinion. So Daniel's asking, if we have different drushes, how long shiva should be, 7 or 1 day, so we should make it 1 day. So when we say halacha kedivrei Amekil, it means we have machloket tanaim, and it might be MRI, it might be others as well, we're going to follow the lenient opinion. That's the yesod. Here, the Gemara is asking, remember we said that shiva itself, the institution itself, is a din derabanan. The Gemara says, where do I know shiva from? So the Gemara is finding the remez for the shiva. Okay, and then it said, well, it can't be 1 day, so that's a remez for a different then. Okay, I'm going to move on. Okay, well, go ahead.
When we say the 30 days, we start the 30 days from the time of the Torah, as far as all the rules are applied.
Okay. So again, it's a machloka. We mean the 30 days for Shmuel or Rokoka. So we said that Rabbeinu Chananel, the way Rabbi Leibowitz says, it's from the Kavura. And others say it's from the Mitha. And so what's the question?
All the rules apply from the time of Kavura.
It means, when you say from the time of Kavura, it means like the dinim of Avelos begin from the Kavura, but other dinim may, you know, not necessarily that way. Okay, let's see further in the Gemara. Now, let's take a look. So we're around the sixth very wide line on Chaf Amud Aleph. Okay, so we had the machloket. I did this machloket right before with Rabbi Akiva, right? We just did this. Yeah. So according to Rabbi Akiva, if it's Shmuel Rechok, I'm doing 1 day. Shmuel Krova, I'm doing Yeshiva and Shloshim. But according to Chacham, it doesn't make a difference. I'm doing Yeshiva and Shloshim whether it's Krova or Rechok. So I'm a Rabbi Rechon of Yochanan. Wherever you see that the individual, he has a lenient opinion, but the rabbim, the multitude, are machmir, halachik rabbim. So the halach is always like the rabbim. So here, chachamim are machmir, so I would normally expect the halach to be like the chachamim, chutz mizu, except for this case, he says. Sha'af pish Rabbi Kiva meikil, even though Rabbi Kiva is lenient, but chachamim machmirim, so it's like the yachid rabbim, but normally we would say halachik rabbim. But here, halachik Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Shmuel halachik the Rebbe Meikel by Abel, because Rabbi Akiva Shmuel says halachik follows lenient opinion by Abel. So Rabbi Akiva is the lenient opinion. That's the way we're going. Now, Rav Chanina atile shmua davu in Bechuzayis. Rav Chanina, he heard a shmua rechoka from this place Bechuzay that he heard that his father had passed away, but he heard that it was over a month or later. So atile kami Rav Chista, amalei shmua rechoka in oheg liyom achad. So Rav Chista said, in essence, paskening like Rabbi Akiva, you only have to do one day. It's the shmua rechoka, that's it. So Rav Nathan bar Amin atile shmua deime Bechuzay, he heard like news from his mother also was a Shmuel Rechoka from this place Bechuzai, wherever Bechuzai was, I guess, you know, from Orphan. He says, Akhil coming to Rava, came to Rava, Amar Lei, Hareyam Nu Shmuel Rechoka, Eno Hegelin Yom Echad Bovad. One day. So far, so good. There's the passing like Rabbi Akiva. Now, Efe, so the last person who we passing for was Rav Nathan Bar Ami. So Rava said, you don't have to do one day. So Rav Nathan Bar Ami, most people today, okay, good. I'm good. Usually, people aren't going to argue with. The rabbi says, you do one day, good. I'd be good with it. You know, but Rav Nathan bar Ami had a kasha. So he says, Efe, Bamedr Muriam, when do we say, this is a Bryce now. The Bryce is saying, if I have Shmur Rechoka, when do I say Shmur Rechoka is one day, B'chamisha Meitei Mitzvah. B'chai Meitei Mitzvah. He says, B'chai Meitei Mitzvah. He means, that there are shiva krovim that person is mishabel for. It means father, mother, brother, sister, son, daughter, and spouse. Those are the shiva krovim. So excluding the parents, this Bryce is saying that one day is for everybody but parents. He says, aval avi b'al imo, but for your parents, even if it's a shmur rechoka, shiva. He says, ushloshim. So he said, so I think, you know, so he's asking Rabba, shouldn't I sit Shiva? Since this was my mother. So Amar Le Yechidoi, he will Surulan Kvate. So that Brisa is the Shita's Yachid, and we don't hold like that Shita. Now, where says the Tani? Now he's proving, this is a little tricky, this next few lines. He's proving who the Tana of the Brisa reflects. The Tanya, Ma'asem Rabbi Yishuv Rabbi Tzadok beginzik. There was an incident where the father of Rabbi Tzadok died in Ginzik. And then over 3 years later, they tell him that his father's dead. That's quite a while to go. He says, "Ubavishal Elisha ben Avuya was kinem sheimo." So he asked Elisha ben Avuya. So it's a question of halacha whether this is the famous Elisha ben Avuya or not. But we'll see in a minute. So if it's the famous Elisha ben Avuya, so in the skin of the word with him, Bamru Nahog Shiva Ushloshim. He said, they said you should observe a Shiva and a Shloshim. Now, so. L'chora, the Gemara is bringing this raya that these are the people who hold that even though I'm going to do one day for the other five krovim, but for parents I do shiva. So how do you see that from here? So l'chora, so one proof that I saw is that you see the Bryce says Masa made aviv shel Rabbi Tzadok Ginzik, and he says, so why does it say aviv shel Rabbi, his father? It could say like one of his krovim died. But it's emphasizing that that's the key element that makes a difference, that it was the parent as opposed to one of the other krovim. So the now, when it says shitas yichidahi, so it doesn't mean one person necessarily, because you see Elisha ben Abuya and his kenim with him. So, but it means it's like it's not the accepted halacha. That's what he means. Now, also with Elisha ben Abuya, so Rebbe was quoting from Yaakov Emden. He was saying he doesn't think it could be the Elisha ben Avuya, you know, that's famous, because it doesn't match up chronologically. Like, this is the father of Rabbi Tzadok. Rabbi Tzadok was the one who had fasted for 40 years. The Yerushalmi shouldn't be destroyed. And then the Yerushalmi says that at the time of Elisha ben Avuya's bris, so Reb Lez and Rabbi Yeshua were already like elder Tamid Chachamim who were present at that bris. So, in other words, and they lived during the time of the Korban Beis Hamikdash when they were younger. So, Reb Tzadok and Reb Lazar and Reb Yeshua all seem to be like earlier than him. And here we see Reb Tzadok is coming to ask a Shaila from Elisha ben Avuya. So, it doesn't quite. So, he says it could be a different Elisha ben Avuya. Elisha is a common name, Avuya is a common name. So, it could be a different Elisha ben Avuya, or some of the Girsa. Rabbi Yoshua ben Avuya, and then it's out the door totally. So he says, and then we have a next statement. It's not clear if this is part of the same Braisa or this is a separate statement. It says, Ushmei ben Osho Rabbi Achia Begola, when the son of Rabbi Yechida Begola in Babel, Yashav Alav Shiva Ushloshim. He said Shiva Ushloshim. It means, even though it was a Shmua Rechoka, so he's following the Shita of the Chachamim. Even though that last Shita is the Shita of the Chachamim, that it doesn't make a difference. You always do it. Okay. So the Gemara says, Ini is this. Now the Gemara is focusing on Rabbi Achia. The Gemara thinks that Rabbi Achia is the same as Rabbi Chia. So according to this, Rabbi Achia, he holds that whether it's a Shmuel Krova or a Shmuel Rechoka, you said Shiva and Shloshim like the Shita of Chachamim. He says, Ini, is this true? But Rav Barachu is Rabbi Chia, who Barach is Rabbi Chia. Rav, who was the nephew of Rabbi Chia through his father and his mother. So you had earlier in the Masechta, and it comes up a number of places in Shas, that Barachu is Rabbi Chia, who Barach is Rabbi Chia. Yeah, so Rabbi Chia's parents were each married previously. Rabbi Chia's parents were each had a child by a prior marriage. So Rabbi Chia's father had a son by a prior marriage, and Rabbi Chia's mother had a daughter by a prior marriage. And then the parents got together in their second marriage, presumably, and they had Rabbi Chia. So Rabbi Chia, at his birth, he has a brother by the half-blood and a sister by the half-blood, because his father had a child before, his mother had a child before. So that brother and that sister were not related to one another. They're each from a different union, right? The brother had two separate parents, and the sister had two separate parents. But the brother and the sister married each other. The brother and the sister married each other, and the offspring was Rav. The offspring was Rav. So the Gemara says, let's see back to the Gemara. But Rav, so Rav is Barachuah Rabbi Chia. He's the son of the brother Rabbi Chia by the half-blood. The Hubar Achid Rabbi Chia, and he's the son of the sister Rabbi Chia by the half-blood. He Salak Lahatam, when he went to Eretz Yisrael, Amarle. So the way Rashi learns that Rabbi Chia asked him, Rabbi Chia is in Eretz Yisrael, Amarle Habakayim, is your father still alive? I haven't seen any or heard from anybody in a couple of years. Your father's my half brother, still alive. So turn page, the top line on Chafam based, Amarle, to which Rav responded, Ima Kayamet, like, why don't you ask me if my mother is still alive? She's your half sister. So Amarle Ima Kayamet. So he says, is your mother still alive? Amarle Abakayim. So he says, is my father still alive? In other words, each time he's asking, he's evading the question. So Mela, Rav understood that Rabbi Chia understood that both his father, his half brother, half sister both died. That's what he understood. Then it was Rav didn't want to come with the bad news and say, you know, your brother's dead, your sister's dead. So he kind of avoided the news, but he understood the message. So Amar Le Shamei, so Rabbi Chia said to his attendant, he said, Chalotli min alai, take off my shoes. In other words, now he's going to sit. He's going to be a bailus, and take my clothes to the bathhouse, meaning he wanted to teach. In other words, he's going to sit Shiva for briefly. So he's taking off the shoes. I'm only going to do one day Shiva. I'm going to do Shiva. And then I'm going to go to the Beit HaMerkatz. And he's doing that to demonstrate the halacha. If you look at the Rashi on the third narrow line, he wanted to teach people halacha. That it's only one day and part of the day, and then I'm going to the Beit HaMerkatz because the Shiva is over. So let's see back in the morning. So the Gemara says on line three, Shmamina Klat. So from this incident, we can learn three halakhot. Shmamina Avelas Shabinan Asandal. First, an Avel is prohibited in Asandal. And we knew that before as well, but it's really teaching us that, like, you have to do that when you're. You have to do Nihuge Avelos. When we say it's like Yom Echad, I have to do Nihuge Avelos. So he's doing one of the Nihuge Avelos. So Shmamina Shmur Rechoka in Ohegel Yom Echad. Shmur Rechoka is one day. Shmamina Mixed Yom Kikulo. And part of the day is good. So it's not even a whole day, just part of the day. So those are the three things we learn. So point is, though, in the previous Sugya in the Gemara, we learned that Rabbi Achia, he had a Shmur Rechoka, and the Shmur Rechoka. The Shmur Rechoka was the, so he says that was his son. So Rabbi Achia's son died, and it was a Shmur Rechoka, and he did Shiv and Shloshim. And here, we think it's the same person. Rabbi Achia is just doing one day, part of one day. So the Gemara says, no kasha, Rabbi Chilachod, Rabbi Achilachod. And yeah, the names sound similar, but they're different people. So there's no stira with this. All right. Okay. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far?
You're allowed to pile up the kulas like that? In other words, you're what? Doing one day because of the Shmur Rechoka, and then mix that Yom Kukulo when you're only doing one day?
Yeah, that's the way, that's what the Gemara says. Yeah. This is Yom Kukulo. All right.
So they should have just sat down on the ground for a moment.
All right.
Anyone else? Didn't we learn somewhere yesterday that when you do the one day, it has to be the one day?
Well, which no. I think that you're mixing and you're mixing different shita. Remember, we with the Chachamim who were mechulak with Abba Shaul, who said 8 days that it had to be a complete day, but Abba Shaul holds mixes Yom Kukulo. And I spoke to Rav Schechter, by the way, about your question. So yesterday, Yosef asked me, so remember, Rav Schechter said that everybody really holds the mixed Yom Kukulo, but the Chachamim, the key is that it's Olol Olol Kan Olol Kan. It's mixed Yom Kukulo, and now you're beginning the next period of time of Shloshim. So Yosef asked me, the Gemara says that they have a statement from Rav Amram, the name of Rav, that whose statement go like that on that the Shiva is over when the Menachemim get up on the seventh day. We said it's like Abba Shaul, but according to the way Rav Shechter was saying, it'd be like everybody. So Rav Shechter said he's working off a different sugya in Nazir. And there's another machlok in a Masechet Nazir, which relates to the same thing. And based on that understanding, everybody holds from it. But that line does not work. There's the Shtimois with it. What do you want to ask, Yosef? Correct. All right, now, let me just do a little piece from the Daf Digest, then we'll move on. Now, he says over here, the Gemara relates that Rav Chiya lived in Eretz Yisrael, was belatedly informed of the death of his brother and sister in Babel. He instructed his servant to remove his shoes, a sign of Avelis, and to escort him to the bathhouse. The Gemara deduces three halachas from this incident. We did this already. Halacha follows Rabbi Akiva and the Daf Amud Aleph inserts it upon a Shmur Rechoka.
Hard to hear you. Very hard to hear you.
Okay. If I take off the mask, you'll hear me better, but I'm doing the best I can, or I'll do a little bit better now. Okay, the halacha follows Rabbi Akiva, who asserts that upon hearing a Shmur Rechoka, later report of the death of one's relatives, he's obligated to observe only one day of mourning. Later in this context means more than 30 days after the death. He's dealing with that. He says, an Avil is forbidden to wear shoes, and C, we apply the concept mixed Yom Kukulo. This we all did already. Now, the Karen Ora comments that apparently the law requiring an Avil to remove his shoes was not well known, for it is not mentioned in a Mishnah. That's what the Karen Ora says. Even though the Brice on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, which is tomorrow's daf, lists washing among the acts prohibited during Shiva, since some of the prohibitions listed by the Brice are subject to dispute, more found it necessary to derive from Rabbi's incident that an Avil may not bathe. The Ramban maintains that the fact that an Avil may not bathe is a known fact. Avil is forbidden in the Stan of Chulei, and the Chiddush novelty derived from Rukhita's conduct pertains to the law of Shmur Rechoka. The Gemara infers from Rukhita's conduct that the removal of one's shoes for a few moments is sufficient demonstration of mourning. In the case of Shmur Rechoka, one need not observe the other mourning rites, such as a Tifat Arosh, wrapping the head, and Kviat Amita. Karen Oren infers from the wording of the Rambam that he's of the opinion that upon hearing Shmur Rechoka, one is obligated to observe all the rites of mourning, not just removal of one's shoes. Anyway, the idea is that, at least from the Gemara, like he's doing some of the Hugavelas, and so he gets credit for it. That's the core of the way it's coming out. But the Rambam learns you have to do all the Nihuge Avelis in order to click on it. All right, let's go further in the Gemara. So I think what Rabbi Leibowitz said is that normally the person goes home, he'll sit shiva, he'll sit low, unload thing, he'll have the kriya, he'll do whatever Nihuge Avelis for Shayach. And he'll take off the shoes. He'll do whatever Nihuge Avelis or Shaykh. But I don't know if he does some of Nihuge Avelis what the halach would be. All right, let's take a look back on the Gemara.
How long does he say Kaddish for a non-parent?
You mean in general? So
to do Shloshim Yom for Kaddish.
Yeah, so Lechora, if it's one day, and so then I would think that the Shloshim would be, again, the Gemara says there's no Din Shloshim for him. So he's, because it's Shmur Rechoka, the Shloshim has already passed. So I would think that he would just do the Kaddish that day.
one time or three times because mitzat yom kagula.
You know, so I would do another, but that's the nihugi avelis. But for the one, I would say the kaddish that day. That I would do the kaddish that one day, and then
three times. Lipovitz,
and three if it's times. A parent, if it's a parent, so Rav Lipovitz said that there you have a dinner yibes kodesh, but yibes kodesh be measured from the presumably from the kvura. All right, let's see back in the Gemara.
By the time that they become, now go and say for 12 months, the tradition of the father of Aaron.
What say again? What happened?
People who became, was there the tshuva?
Right.
Coming back to, for the Nazi Kaddish, and the parents who passed away.
Right.
After they did tshuva, was the rap, told them, now you start. And just
All right. Daniel says he heard a story about people who were chozer b'tshuva, and time had elapsed, and the rabbi told them to say Kaddish for 12 months. I don't know.
Being of the...
All right, I'm gonna.
And what about people who want to be Menachem Abo? They can't go beyond the day.
So, I mean, if you want to go and say something, I'm sorry to hear about it. So certainly you can say something to the person, but the din is the he's only doing one day of Avelis. The question I have with Daniel's story is like the Yud Beis Chodesh is usually because this is a din in Shemayim on the person, and the din in Shemayim is it waiting for the kid to. Get the act together. Do you know what I mean? So that's the question I have about that. Oh, okay, I gotta keep moving. Okay, let's keep moving now. All right. We're around the eighth line on top of the base. Okay, just hold up questions for another 5 minutes. So Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Avin, Shemashvu Krova Beregel. Let's say he hears during Chol HaMoed that somebody died, but when he hears it's like day 28. We'll say regal, not say rechoka. But then when the regal's over, it's already like stale news. It's because the time is the clock has run. Olelo ve'eno noheg. So do we say that the clock keeps running, so he timed out the clock, now it's a shmur rechoka. Ve'eno noheg yom echad. So he says, so Rabbi Yossi bar Avin says, if he hears that the regal's rechoka, olelo ve'eno noheg yom echad. So it's not a question. He's saying, that if he hears during the regel, and then by the time the regel is over, it's a shmul rechoka, so then he just does one day after the regel. That's what he does. So Tani Rav Adad ben Kesari coming to Rabbi Yochanan, so he taught the following brice before Rabbi Yochanan. Shema shmul krova b'shabbat. Let's say on Shabbos, it's still a shmul krova. It's still within the 30 days. The Motzei Shabbat, now say rechoka. Motzei Shabbos, so Shabbos was day 30, and now Motzei Shabbos is already day 31. So the Bryce that he taught, he does this one day. That you know, corroborates what we just said before. But then he had a question, Korea or Eno Korea. So now when you're doing Shmuel Rechoka, do you do Kriya as well? So we spoke about you have like the Nihugi Avelis for one day or 1 hour, whatever's going on. But what about Kriya? Do you do Kriya? So Rabbani Amar Eino Kareh. Rabbani says you don't do Kriya if it's Shmur Rechoka. Rabbi Chanina Amar Kareh. Rabbi Chanina says you do Kriya. So Amalei Rabbi Mani Rabbi Chanina. It's Rabbani who says you do Kriya. Rabbi Chanina Meshlemet Zita Amin Eino Kareh. So according to my svar, you don't do Kriya. Hainu Delo Ika Avela Shiva. In other words, it goes hand in glove with Shiva. You have Shiva, you have Kriya. You don't have Shiva, you don't have Kriya. He says El Didata Amin Kareh. But according to you, you do Kriya, even though you're going to have one day, people of Shiva, me Ika. Is there ever Kriya without a Shiva? So the Gemara says, Velo, is there not? Now the Gemara is going to try to prove that you could have Kriya without a Shiva. Bahatanya, or it should be Bahatani, is somebody had a go to say Bahatani, Isi Abu the Rebbe Zeira, Isi the father of Rebbe Zeira, taught the following Brisa. But Amila, who is Rebbe Zeira? Or some say the brother. So either Rebbe Zeira's father or Rebbe Zeira's brother. Taught the following Braisa, coming to Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Zeira is there with his father or his brother, and one of them is teaching the following Braisa. Misha in lo look la crow. A person doesn't have a garment to Kriya. So one who came to Kabi, let's say he borrows the clothes. So he's wearing borrowed clothes. He's not going to Kriya on somebody else's clothes. There's the main lo, betok Shiva. But then during Shiva, he comes across garments that he could do Kriya on. So Korea. La harsh, so Korea, so he's Korea. La har shiva, but if he gets the clothes after the shiva, ain't on Korea. He doesn't do Kriya. So the point from this brisa seems to be that if the Shiva has already lapsed, I'm not going to do Kriya. That's what it sounds like. If the Shiva is behind me, I'm not going to do Kriya. And Koshkin, if there was never a Shiva. So Ani Reb Zeir Batre, so Reb Zeir responded to this Braisa, Bamezma Murim, Bechamishame Pei Mitzvah. He said that Braisa is talking about the other five Krovim other than parents. Aval, Avi, Biel, Imo, Kurei, Vahole. But for parents, one does Kriya, even though the Shiva has passed. So here, so again, let's go back. So we had a machloket between Rabbi Mani and Rabbi Chanina. When a person is only doing one day of Avelos, does he do Kriya or not? So Rabbi Mani says, you're not Korea because it's totally, the only Kriya is totally with the Shiva. No Shiva, no Kriya. And the other one says, no, I'll do Kriya. So the Gemara says, so Rabbi Mani says, do you ever have Kriya when you don't have a Shiva? And then it's coming out from this whole, you know, story with the statement with Rabbi Zeira that if it's a parent, you could have Kriya even without the Shiva. In other words, if you came across the clothes, even after the Shiva's over, you have to do Kriya. So he says, no, Ki Tanya Hi Lakota Vivimo. That case is distinguishable because there are some cases where Mitzana didn't have to do Kriya, but in other cases, it just didn't cover for the parent. In other words, it didn't cover, like Rabbi Leibowitz was saying, there's a true Ramosha. It says the things that you do during the Yud Beis Chodesh, you know, really usually for kavod for the parents. So it's a different halacha, but it's not the din of kriya per se. It's just out of deference for parents. I'm going to do the kriya even afterwards. Okay, I have to. All right, the questions for 1 minute. Then we're going to.
The bracha is not the kriya, but there is a bracha of the.
What's the question?
Would you make a bracha in shmara for
kriya? Yes. Okay. Now, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, let's move on. Now. The Gemara says we're around 10 lines above where it gets wide on a cuff on base. Daniel asked if you make the bracha Baruch Dayan Emes on a Shmuel Rachoka, and the answer is yes. Now, Tan Rabbanan, Kula Amur B'Parshat Konim, Shekoim Mitami Lahen. So this is a Braisa. The Braisa says a Kohen is not allowed to be Mitami to Meitim. A Kohen can't, you know, come into contact with dead people and be an Olamais. But the Torah says, that, you know, Laviv Limo, for the Sheva Krovim, he could be. So, Kula Amar Parsha Kohen Shavim Shkoim Mitami Lahem, whatever is in Parsha Kohen that a Kohen is Mitami for, Avail Mitabel Lahem. So, those same Krovim are the ones that a person's Mechuyiv to do Avelis for. He says, Ve'eluhain, you sound like, are you sick, Daniel? By the way, he has sniffles all over the place. Okay. Ve'eluhain, so these are the Krovim. Ishto, his wife. Avivimo, father and mother, Achi va'achoto, brother, sister. Now it says Avi va'achoto is talking about a paternal brother, paternal sister. You share a father and benovito, your son or daughter. Hosifu alehan. Now the Chachamim added on to them other people who the Kohen is not mitame for, but you still sit shiva for. Hosifu alehan, Achi va'achoto b'tulameimo. So they added on the brother, a maternal brother or maternal sister, if the maternal sister is not married. So you sit shiva for them, but you're not matami for them. And if it's a married sister, whether it's paternal or maternal, you sit shiva. Now, this may sound strange to the ear, but if a person's a Kohen and his sister, Rachman al-San, dies, and she's married, so he can't go to the funeral because it's not one of the people he can be mitame for. Right? I'm just making the ta'ara. Okay. It doesn't matter who she married. He, the brother, can't go to the funeral because she's a married sister. Okay, that's what I was saying. Now, see, back in the Braisa. Just like a person is mekuyiv to be mitabel for all the krovim that we mentioned, which was seven plus, because we added the maternal ones as well. He says mitabel al shnim shlem the Rabbi Akiva. He says you also mitabel for secondary relatives. It means if any of those relatives has a child, let's say a person Rachman Aslan, a person's brother or sister has an offspring and they die, so the time of the brisa says Rabbi Akiva says you're mitabel for them as well. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Rabbi Shimon Elazar says that in terms of Shneim, it's only going to be direct line. In other words, your grandfather, Rechman Slan, you know, your father's father, your grandson. He says, "V'chachamim omrim, kosh metabel la metabel imo." Come, you say that anyone that you would be misabel for, in other words, if it's one of your close relatives and he's sitting shiva, so you're misabel with him. So the Gemara says, "Chachamim haino tanakama." That sounds the same thing as the tanakama. In other words, both the tanakama and the chachamim seem to say that if you're one of the seven krovim is sitting shiva, you're also in that same situation. So the Gemara says, "Ich benai imo." So not meaning between the two is point to Rabbi Kiva, you have to do Shiva and everything if you know about it. Point to last opinion, point to Chamim, it's only when that person is emo by it. It means so let's say if you know person's sibling, I'm in the same house, or somebody's in the same house with their sister, and the sister is sitting Shiva for her offspring, so that person is also mechuyev to do it then. But if he's not in the same house, he doesn't have to do it. What do you do or don't? No. That's the chamim. Chamim say, imo. If I'm with him, then I'm mitzabel with him. Okay, now, halacha today, we Ashkenazim don't do this today. And Rabbi Levi was saying the post can bring down that like people would like, it seems strange to even do anything like this. I heard years ago that some Sfarim do this, that when they're in the presence of the Avel, they're knowing things like this. Okay, but let's see. All right, let's see further. Now, Ki Hada Amar Li Rav L'Chi B'Rei, says like Rav said to Chi his son, L'Chein Amar Li Rav Huna L'Rav B'Rei, Ba'apa Nehoga Beluta. He said that when you're in the presence of your wife, and it was your wife is sitting Shiva, so when you're in her presence, you should be knowing Avelos. But if you're not in her presence, don't do a avelus. So that's like that last opinion. So Mar Ukva, Shakiv Le Bar Chamua. Mar Ukva, his father-in-law's son, meaning his brother-in-law, passed away. So he thought that he should sit Shiva and Shloshim. His wife's brother passed away. So he thought he should sit Shiva and Shloshim. Al Ravun Legabe, so Ravuna came to him. Ashkeche, Amar Le'ez, Sudanyata by Lamechal, like you're looking to eat like Sudas Havra, like that sort of thing, like the morning's food. He says, when it comes to your wife, the only thing they required you to do a Bailus for is her parents, your father in law or mother in law, not her other relatives. He says, Titania, we learned the Braisa, Mishme Chamivo Kamoto, the person's father in law or mother in law passed away, Rahman Slan. So he can't force his wife. There's a question with kochel and polkeset, but put on cosmetics and rouge and eyeshadow, or eyeshadow and rouge. He says, Ella kofemi tato. He flips over his bed, which is nihuke avelus, but no gima avelus. He's knowing b'chem he. And similarly, if the wife, if the wife's father-in-law or mother-in-law passed away and was the husband's parents, she can't put on cosmetics like she normally does. That's one braisa. The Tani Idak, I learned another braisa. Even though when the wife is sitting Shiva, he can't force her to wear cosmetics, the men amru, but she can pour or dilute the cup of wine for him, for the husband. And set up the bedspread. And wash his face, hands, and feet. So she's sitting Shiva. And the second Bryce it says, it doesn't sound like the husband is, because why is he washing his hands, his face, and his feet? And then he's sleeping in the bed. She's setting up the bed for him. So in the first Bryce it sounds like, the first Bryce sounds like he's got to be in Shiva if she's in Shiva. Second Bryce sounds like she's in Shiva. He doesn't have to be in Shiva. So Kashan Adade, there's a contradiction between two Bryces. The first Bryce is talking about where his in-laws passed away, one of his in-laws, Tamishar Krovin. The second Bryce is talking about other relatives of the wife. So Shmamina. So the Gemara takes that as a given. So when it comes to the wife's family, he only has to worry about the father-in-law and the mother-in-law. Okay, now, Tani Nami
Hasi. Why is she?
Wait. 4 lines will be with you, okay? So Tani Nami Hasi, we learn a Bryce that supports this. Lo Amru Lukfoti Ishto. We said you only have to Lukfoti Ishto, Lachami Bakam Motobabad. Only for the father in law and the mother in law alone. Okay, what's up, Fern?
I recall when you sit Shiva, you're not allowed to even pour a glass of water for yourself. Everyone has to do for you. If she's sitting Shiva, why is she doing his hands and feet, and why is she turning his bed over?
Yeah, so this relates to the obligations of a spouse to the other spouse. That's what it's about. So it's saying that even though in this instance, so then that's something she's allowed to do with the husband.
So he does it for her too?
What?
So he does it for her too?
I can't understand what you're saying. Forgive me.
So the husband turns her bed and washes her feet also?
The husband turns the bed for his wife. The husband does the wife also and the wife for the husband.
Oh, yeah. So So the way I understand your question is only the wife sits up the bed for the husband. What about the husband for the wife? Again, this relates to the Gemara and Kesubas, which is coming up in Daf Yomi in about 9 months, that there are certain obligations the wife has vis-a-vis the husband. So I don't think the setting up the bed is the obligation that the Gemara has for the husband for the wife. It's the obligation of the wife for the husband.
Could be done out of chesed.
You would still be concerned about having the vestiba and having.
Wait, say again, repeat.
In a propos, even in the situation, even if the man is aware, you're still concerned that maybe if something's going to happen. Why are you not concerned? And
yes, separation of Nidda. You mean, how can she pour his cup and set up the bed? Yeah, I think
that was my question.
Oh, look at that. I think if he doesn't see her setting up the bed, I don't think there's any question about any. Right. It doesn't say it's in front of him. That's what I'm saying. Okay. I got to move on. I'm running out of time. Okay, so 3 minutes now. Now the Gemara says, now 3 lines from the bottom. This Gemara, I remember this is Ramel Schachter. He this is one of the things that he went through in Avelis. It says Amemar, and there's different ways to learn the sugya, but with a simple way. Amemar Shaki Blei Barbaray. Amemar's grandson passed away. He says, Kara Ilave. So Amemar did Kriya for the grandson. Atabere, and then Amemar's son, who was the father of the boy who had passed away, showed up. Kara Ba'ape. Amemar did Kriya again. In other words, he was only mechuyev to do the Kriya, the Chora, there's one way to learn, in the presence of the son. So first he did Kriya when he heard about it. Now the son shows up. He does Kriya again, because now he's mechuyev to the Kriya. Itkar, the Mushuk Kar. Then he remembered that he had done the Kriya when he was sitting down. Kam Karam Umad. Then he did Kriya a third time when he was standing. So Amalei Ravashti La Meymar. Ravashti said to Meymar, Kriya Dem Umad Minalan. Where do we know that Kriya has to be done when one is standing? The Thiv, Vayakum Iyov, Vayikrat Milov. The Pasuk says in Iyov that Iyov stood up and ripped his meal. So I didn't look up this pasuk today, but I assume in the beginning it's in Perek Aleph and Iyov. Remember, over there, a whole series of calamities occurs to Iyov, and then it's like financial damage, and then his kids die. So he does Kriya. So he says, so the Gemara takes it, since the pasuk says, Vayakom Iyov, Vayikot Milo. Now, according to the number of poskim, Kriya is also within the Rabbanan. So again, this would be just an asmata again. It's a rabbinic requirement. But he says, El Me'atah, the Gemara says, if that's the way you're going to darshan the Pesukim, we have another Pesuk where it speaks about standing up, the top line. El Me'atah, V'yaman V'yamar lo chapatsi l'kachto. So by Chalitza, the surviving brother has to say to the widow, he'll stand up and say, lo chapatsi l'kachto, I don't want to take her. Hakanami, so does he have to stand when he does Chalitza because of V'yaman V'yamar? But Tani, we learn the Braista, this is in Yivamos, our coming Mesechta. Not immediately next, but coming shortly. Bahatanya bin Yoshe bin Omeid bin Muta. It says, the Braisa says that a person could do chalitza whether he's sitting, standing, or leaning over. So the fact that the Torah says va'amad v'yamar doesn't mean that it has to be done when he's standing. So if that's the case, how do you know that the kriya has to be done standing? So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, So this is Rav Ashi said to a Maimar. Right, so as a Maimar said back. So now it's back to Rav Ashi. So he says, Amalei, wait. Rav Ashi said to a Maimar, so a Maimar says about Yo. Right, then Rav Ashi is again, so Maimar again, yeah. So Maimar says, Amalei, Hakam looks to you, Biyamod Biyomar. And it doesn't say in the Torah that he should stand up and say it. It doesn't, if it would say Biyamod Biyomar, and say you have to stand. It says Ba'amad Biyomar, it means it's just an expression. It doesn't mean literally he has to stand and say. Hakati Bayakam Bayikra. Here it says that Eob stood up. In other words, there it's just like an expression, Biyamad Biyomar. It doesn't mean literally. If it would say Biyamod Biyomar, then it's direction he has to stand up. But here by the Kriya, it says Bayakam Bayikra, that he stood up and he did Kriya, that teaches us that it has to be standing up. Now, Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, Minayin the Kriya Shim Uman. Rabbi Bar Chama says, how do I know the Kriya has to be standing? Shenemar Bayakam Iyo Bayikra. So that Iyo stood and he did the Kriya. Okay, I think this is going to be it for today. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay. Well, Dan's got a question.
Sometimes
it could be. I don't know. So again, so Yosef asked me what the lack of in-laws is. So for we Ashkenazim don't do any avela for other relatives other than immediate relatives. Yeah, I'm not sure about Sephardim. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna call it. Any questions from the cyber world? All right. Okay, this is it.